Hi there. You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. You've heard of road rage, right? Well, apparently there was a case of river rage recently. According to a report by the CBC, a recreational fishing boat was playing something like a game of chicken with two big Great Lakes freighter ships on the St. Clair River near the Blue Water Bridge at Port Huron. The first freighter sounded a warning, and the fishing boat didn't move. The freighter had to veer to the side of the channel, which is no small feat in itself. The ships don't turn that easily. And then it was very close to the edge of the channel, which is shallow. The second freighter came up to the same point about a half hour later. The fishing boat headed right toward the ship. Joining us to talk about this incident is George Haynes. He's the vice president of Great Lakes Pilots Association. So how common is something like this?
Well, we always have incidences and close encounters with small vessels in the river, Lester. But this one was exceptional in that the boater was, the fisherman was very defiant and stubborn and in some sense seemed to be doing this on purpose.
So any idea what prompted this jackwagon's behavior?
No, not at all. They're out there to fish and catch fish, and I don't know why he was so stubborn about getting out of the way. We don't know why. He shouldn't have done that.
Tell us how hard it is to slow down or turn one of these big freighter ships to avoid colliding with a boat that won't move.
Well, we have to be two steps ahead of the game. Our job is to prevent it from even getting close. But if we can't, we cannot stop these ships. We cannot slow down immediately. In fact, the ships will, through inertia, will keep moving at the same speed for several minutes. And in several minutes, you can travel a mile. We can turn, but we can't turn very quickly. And if we turn too fast, we may not be able to stop the ship from swinging, which puts us in potentially shearing outside of the channel towards the riverbank. And the other thing is when we have to turn in an emergency to avoid something, we may be putting other boaters that are out of the way in jeopardy. Or if we can't control the ship, we may be in the path of an oncoming freighter that we're meeting.
You asked for a meeting. Who was there and what was discussed?
We had a meeting here at our office in Port Huron yesterday afternoon, and it was well attended by all the authorities, U.S. and Canadian Marine authorities, two sport fishing associations locally, the shipping companies and pilots. And it was a very good meeting. We had the mariners gave their perspective of the problem. The Sport Fishermen Association gave their perspective, and the authorities gave their point of view and what they can do to help. And basically, we discussed solutions on how to better educate boaters and fishermen of the laws that govern the waterways. We realized we have to do some more public outreach to get the word out about the laws. And also, we learned how to better call the right authorities in the rivers around here when we do have a boater that is in violation and impeding the passage of the ships. We know who to call and how to more effectively get them reported so that the authorities can find them and investigate.
So you've got a pretty big audience, a lot of boaters listening right now. What do you want recreational boaters to know about traffic on the lakes, especially in these connecting rivers?
We need boaters to listen to when we sound a danger signal, which is five short blasts, that means there's a risk of collision potential. And we try to do that early enough to let the boaters know, give them time to get out of the way. We need them to take early and obvious action because we're watching them. I want to see them start their engines and move in a decisive way towards the sides of the channel and never converge on the path of a freighter. Be aware of your position in the channel. If you're in the middle, that's where the freighters are going to be. And also be aware that the freighter may turn in the river and you might be right in their path. So basically it's common sense and early and decisive action is what's required. we try to sound our signals early enough so that we don't get into a point where it's going to be a close call. But 5 short blasts is the international signal for there's a potential risk of collision.
Get the heck out of the way.
Well, do something to prevent this. Yeah, I guess that's how we'd say it.
That is Captain George Haynes. He's Vice President of the Lakes Pilots Association. Thanks for talking with us.
Okay, Lester, thank you.